Welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamikrishi Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 23rd chapter, 7th verse onwards. His Grace Shamikrishi Prabhuji is the disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. For example, he donated the deities in Philadelphia temple, and he made 3,000 sample temple units that serve as altar in the villages. He also served as temple president of ISKCON New Jersey for 15 years. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. One minute.
Yes.
Mataji, Prabhuji is initiating Guru in ISKCON. So anybody wants to take shelter from him, he can give shelter and he can give initiation now. Thank you so much. You can take over, Prabhuji.
Yes. Hare Krishna
Prabhuji, Dandavach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time in the session to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. I'll hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving me the opportunity to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam and read Srimad Bhagavatam. So as you said, we'll be taking this verse number 7 of chapter 23, canto number 4, Maharaj Prathu going back home. Vancha kalpitarubhyasya kripa sindubhyo vacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prishtaya bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Dishtarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So text number 7, Tithikshur Yatavagdanta Urdhvare Tajita Nilaha Ari Radhaishu Krishnam Acharattapa Uttamam. So Tithikshu, that is tolerating, Tithikshu Karunika, that a devotee or they tolerate anything that happens because of our either past karma or to progress in Krishna consciousness or to spread Krishna consciousness, they tolerate whatever comes, like Prabhupada tolerated so many things. So the tolerance is necessary, and then they are also very compassionate. Prabhupada came to see that people are falling, people are suffering in the material world and rotting in this material environment or matter for millions of years. So to see this degraded condition, Srila Prabhupada came to the Western countries and spread the Krishna consciousness throughout the world. And that is the only panacea for the suffering humanity. That is the only Ramban medicine, or that is the only way to get out of this suffering condition. So they are also compassionate. Yet controlling walk, the words, Danta, controlling the senses. Urdhva Reta, without discharge of semen. Jita Anila, Anil means the air, and Anala, Anal means the fire. Anala Anila, that comes from the Supreme Lord. So Jita Anila, controlling the life air. Ari Radhya Yishu, simply desiring. Krishnam means our desire should be just Krishna, Lord Krishna. Acharat, we should practice. Tapah, austerities. Uttamam, the best. So we should desire Krishna, and then whatever austerities that come in way of our devotional service, we should accept that, or we should tolerate that without grudges. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This purport is long purport, so I will take in bit pieces, and as we read, we will describe that, what what the Bhagavatam is telling us. So Maharaj Prathu underwent all these severe austerities in order to control his words and his senses. So that was his purpose, to control the words and his senses, to refrain from discharging his semen, and to control the life air within his body. All this he did for the satisfaction of Krishna. He had no other purpose. So his purpose was to please Krishna, and that should be the goal. That was this Prathu Maharaj, this talks are in Satyug. He was in Satyug. He is descendant of Dhruv Maharaj. And so at that time the life was at least 100,000 years. So people used to do this, which is not possible, that kind of austerities and tapasya, to take so much, is not possible. People's mind is very, very flickering. So the simple method for this age is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So for this Kali Yuga, the following is the recommended. Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalav Nastaiva, Nastaiva, Nastaiva Gatiranyatha. In order to be recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should chant the holy name of the Lord continuously, 24 hours a day. Satatam Kirtayantho Maham. So that there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way for this age. So in this age there are many, many defects of the age of Kali. Kaler doshe nidhe rajan yasti hi ek mahan guna kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajet. That we could go param vrajet. Param is the supreme destination that we could get by in this Kali Yuga by simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord 24 hours a day. Unfortunate people who cannot accept this formula prefer to execute some type of pseudo-meditation without accepting the other process of austerity. So chanting and concentrating the mind, that is an austerity. But people think, oh, what is there just in chanting? Just you just speak certain words and how it would be so much beneficial. So they don't have really have faith in this world. The fact is, however, that one must accept either the severe method of austerity described above to become purified, or to take to process of devotional service recommended for pleasing the Supreme Lord. So either taking the devotional service, one can approach to Krishna. Our whole purpose is that we develop our love for the Supreme Lord and we engage in loving devotional service to the Lord and please Him, and that way we could get the fruits of our devotional service. That is, the ripened fruit is the at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord to engage in devotional service. So purpose is because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So we must please the Supreme Lord. That is our duty. The part like the hand must put food in the mouth, which goes and then everybody is nourished, like watering the root of a tree. So that is also our purpose, is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is Lord Krishna. So there is a vast difference in worshipping Krishna, Ram, and worshipping demigods or any other personalities. Because that is only very limited time it may be beneficial, and that too also comes from Krishna. So why not to worship Krishna directly, and that is the eternal result. It never ends. You just start where you have left. So better to chant Krishna's name, and he will understand that yes, there is certain defect or he cannot, but he progresses more and more. He changes our heart in such a way that we could go to him. So the result, like we go to many demigods, that is because of our so many material desires. Kamasthasthair hartagyana prapadyante anya devata. So Krishna is the one who puts our faith in the demigod because we want it that way. But if we want Krishna, then he walks to us. He helps us in many, many ways. And that is our eternal benefit. And those are worshipping demigods are only temporary results, very short results. They cannot take us back home, back to Godhead. But our aim is to ultimately go in Goloka Vrindavan and serve the lotus feet of the Lord there in association with other devotees there. The person who is Krishna conscious is most intelligent, because in Kali Yuga it is not at all possible to undergo such severe austerities. We need only follow great personalities like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his Shikshastak, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhav Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shriya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrata Swadhanam Sarvatmisnapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life. So conditional life is repeated birth and death. That is sansar. We take birth, again dwindle here, and then gradually we die, take birth again, going some higher planetary system, lower planetary system. So that is sansar. It extinguishes that sansar. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So we have to take to this. And so, Anande Bolo Hari, Braja Vrindavan, Sri Guru Vaishnavapade, Majayavan. So, Majayaman, that we should put our mind and we should chant the holy name with great faith and great bliss. And this is the Lalsamai Prarthana, that Vishaya Chariya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man Kabe Hama Haribo Sri Vrindavan, that we should give up all desires for sense enjoyment and make our mind free from enjoying propensity, and we should remember Vrindavan and desire to go to Vrindavan. So those are the many songs by Narottam Das Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other Vaishnavas, and we should follow in their footsteps. So if the real purpose of yoga is to please Lord Krishna, then simple bhakti yoga system recommended for this age is sufficient. It is necessary, however, to engage constantly in service of the Lord. So that is also engaging, like tongue, engaging, that is service of the Lord. One should not say it is simplistic, I am not working very, very hard. So Krishna has given for lazy people of the Kali Yuga this simple method, that chant the holy name with just half an ounce of tongue, and just simple vibrate that and put your ears on hearing this holy name. So although Prathu Maharaji executed his austerities long before appearance of Lord Krishna on this planet, his purpose was still to please Krishna. So one may say that Prathu Maharaj was long before Krishna, but Krishna is also there in every millennium, that Prabhupada explains, because in one day of Brahma there are 1,000 kalpas. 1,000 kalpa. Well, one kalpa means four times this Satyug, Tretayug, Dwaparyug and Kaliyug. That is four times like this. It goes 1,000 times. That's a day of Brahma. So Prathu Maharaj comes in every kalpa. But Krishna comes only in one day of Brahma, means in 1,000 Chaturyugis. So there are many fools who claim that worship of Krishna began only about 5,000 years ago, after the appearance of Lord Krishna in India. But this is not a fact. Prathu Maharaj worshipped Krishna millions of years ago, for Prathu happened to be a descendant of the family of Maharaj Dhruva, who reigned for 36,000 years during the Satyuga age. Unless his total life span was 100,000 years, how could Dhruva Maharaj reign over the world for 36,000 years? The point is that Krishna worship existed at the beginning of creation and has continued to exist throughout Satyuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, and now it is continuing in Kali Yuga, is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna appears not only in this millennium of Brahma's life, but in every millennium. Therefore, worship of Krishna is conducted in all millenniums. It is not that Krishna worship began only when Krishna appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. This is a foolish conclusion that is not substantiated by Vedic literature. So every day of Brahma and 8th Manvantar and Vaivashvat Manvantar, Krishna comes. So Brahma's life is span, like there are 14 Manus in a day of Brahma and 1,000 Chaturyugi. So Brahma is that lifetime of 100 years. Same length is the night of Lord Brahma. And so it's a very, very long, so many trillions of years. And Brahma is about 50 years of age, because it is the middle part. Vaivashvat Manvantara, there are again another 6 Manvantaras would be coming afterwards. So we should not think that Krishna was, he says that I give this knowledge to some god, Vivashvan, the beginning of the day of Brahma. So it's not that he is junior to Prathu Maharaj, or only Krishna worship is going on just for 5,000 years. So also of significance in this verse are the words Aradhayush Krishnam Acharat Tapa Uttamam. Maharaj Prathu underwent severe types of austerities for the express purpose of worshipping Krishna. Krishna is so kind, especially in this age, that he appears in the transcendental vibration of his holy name. As is said in the Narad Pancharatra, Aradhito Yadi Harish Tapasa Tatakim. So if we are worshipping Krishna, then what is the need for so much tap or austerities? Naradhito Yadi Harish Tapasa. And if we, Krishna is not worshipped or he is not pleased, then what is the value of so much austerities that one may perform? Antar Bahir Krishna Tap. Tapasa tataskim, that if there is antar, inside Krishna and outside, means we see Krishna everywhere, everyone, then what is the need of all these austerities? Tapasa. And nantar bahir Krishna tapasa tataskim. If we do all the austerities and then there is no Krishna in antar or bahir, outside or inside, means you don't think of Krishna and don't chant and don't see his, like, say, if you are going to see the deities in the temple and have darshan, then that should sit in your heart for all day. You should be thinking of him, and you should, one may say that it is not possible, we have to do so many activity. Then see Krishna in all, the hand of Krishna in all your activity. When you come out of the temple, seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, then spread that. Tell about Krishna. Tell about the temple. Tell about Shishi Gaur Nithai. They are ready to come out with you. And in your all the activity, you see Krishna, that he is the center of all your activity, and you are doing all these things to see Krishna, see the hand of Krishna, that you could do all this. The energy comes from him, your life force comes from him, the thing that he is giving strength to your arms or to your hand, or he is giving intelligence to do certain thing. So one should see 24 hours the hand of Krishna in every activity that one can do. So everything happens because of the mercy of Krishna. So this is very nice. Aradhito yadi haris tapasa tatakim, naradhito yadi haris tapasa tatakim, antar bahir Krishna tapasa tataskim, nantar bahir Krishna tapasa tataskim. Why there is need of this? So if Krishna is worshipped, if he is the goal of advancement, there is no need for one to execute severe type of tapasya. There is so severe type of tapasya is not possible. One's heart would become very, very hard by doing this severe type of tapasya, particularly in this age of Kali, which is age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So take the simple method and the results are very, very great. One cannot imagine the result that is not even obtained in even Satyuga, or by thousands of years of meditation and following austerity. And just like Vishwamitra, he went for 60,000 years of meditation on the Lord, sitting in one place and not eating and only living on the air. But he was, just by the tinkling bell of Menka, his attention was gone. So the best method, one may say, that there is no jungles, there is no forest. what one should do. So it's not necessary to go to the forest. Just follow wherever, whatever situation you are in, one can remain there and observe the this chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this is a very nice chapter and very nice instruction that he is going back home. So we could also go back home by his instruction, that is. So Prathu Maharaj, just little bit of the background of this verse is that he was born by churning the veins body, and he appeared to perform a specific mission, and his mission was to exemplify perfect kingship, how to be a perfect king and to re-establish the sacrificial performances forbidden by his father. His father Vain, he stopped all the sacrifices. Sacrifices is to please Krishna. Yagyarthat karmano netra lokayam karma bandana. That yagya means Vishnu or Krishna. Karmano, that you should work for Vishnu. Otherwise all this work will bind you to the material world. So he started all this because his father forbidden that. After completing his mission, King Prathu realized he was growing old. He distributed whatever wealth he had accumulated and arranged pension for his citizens according to the religious principles. By the Lord's desire, he dedicated his sons to the earth, whom he considered the daughter. The earth is the daughter of a king. Leaving a citizen who cried in separation from him, he and his wife Archie journeyed to the forest to practice yoga and to prepare for death. So that should be the way that people, the best death is one can go out of their attachment in the family life, and without any noticing, without any telephone, without any that somebody contact, oh, I am suffering. But whatever it is, you tolerate. Just like Rishabh Dev, he went, he did not tell his birth, and he had 100 sons, but he went to the forest, not letting others know. He performed austerities, he worshipped Krishna, and ultimately he went back home, back to Godhead. And such is the way of all the previous kings and rishis and munis, that they go and exhibit their Krishna consciousness, not attaching till the fag end of life. So Prathu Maharaj, he performed this eightfold mystic yoga system, practicing austerities, and the same with the same determination he had used to rule. Means determination has to be the same. Utsahar, nishaya, dharya. Sometimes he ate tree bark or roots, eating only whatever nature provided. He conquered his senses and became completely tolerant. Titikshava means tolerance. For some weeks he fasted on water alone, and he was able to maintain his life only on air. So all this he did for the satisfaction of Krishna. He had no other purpose. This pranayam. So pranayam is concerned, chanting of the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, also considered pranayam. Pranayam means even chanting and dancing with the Lord, that is also pranayam. Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktya karma shayam granthim udgranthayanti sata. Only by worshipping Vasudev can one become free from the desires of fruitive activity. Outside of worshipping Vasudev, the yogis and jnanis cannot attain freedom from such desires. Tadvanna rikta matayo yatayo pi ruddho sroto ganastam arnam bhaja vasudevam. The pranayam does not refer to any ulterior motive. The actual aim, like people do this pranayam, pratyahar, dhyan, dharana, or austerities, they do to it's not just to control the senses. These things are done to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all this, whatever that, just by worshipping Krishna or practicing Krishna consciousness, all the qualities of demigods, they automatically come. But one who is not a devotee of the Lord, then he hovers on mental platform and he falls down by hovering rather than following the practice of Krishna consciousness. The determination is, can be very easily obtained simply by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he is practicing on the contemporary at that time in Satyug. People were meditating and following rules and regulation of so much severe austerity. But for this age, that is not necessary. So one should, as Maitreya Muni just recommending strongly, he is emphasizing detachment from a life of comfort when he tells Vidur of Narad Muni's conversation with King Prachinabhari about King Puranjan in chapter 25, that one has to perform austerities. So Prathu Maharaj followed the path of bhakti, not jnana, as Sanat Kumar had advised. By engaging fully in the Lord's service, his loving devotion to Supreme Lord gradually developed and became unflinching. His powerful devotional practice allowed Prathu Maharaj to become fully detached from matter and completely free from false ego, which is the heart of the material concept, that I am this, I am man, I am engineer, I am such rich man. So this is all the false ego. He could then think constantly of the Lord's lotus feet. Bhakti is the only thing that rewards the fruit of karma and jnana. Only by bhakti one can get the results. So the maid servants of devotional service are material opulence. Just like wherever the queen goes, the maid servants also go along with. So along with bhakti, then these things automatically come. Material opulence, liberation, mystic powers. Karmis are attached to material enjoyment, and jnanis want to become free from material clutches, and yogis are they are found of mystic perfection. So these are all automatically come if one is engaged in devotional service. One do not have to work separately. One attains the stage of pure devotional service, he also attains all the opulences derived from fruity activity, empirical philosophical speculation, means jnana, and mystic yogic powers. So in this way, Prathu Maharaj, by his life, he showed all these things that you engage to please Krishna. The purpose is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If after executing all kinds of tapasya, one cannot reach Krishna, all his tapasya has no value. For without Krishna, all austerity is simply wasted labor. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So this is given in Srimad Bhagavatam 1-8. That what is this just shrama? Dharma swanisthita punsam vishwak sena kathasuya notpadaye yadiratim shama evahi kevalam. The occupational activity a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of God. Yashasti bhakti bhagavada kanchina sarvairguna tatra samasate suraha. Harav abhaktasya kutho madguna manorathena navato sabahi. So the complete freedom is achieved when he meets the complete spirit. Means our freedom, everybody wants to become free. That is not to really attach or not to be in the cage. Just like simply by cleansing, like what we are doing is cleansing the cage. Just taking care of the body. Body, mind, these are all the external. But we forget about the soul. So our duty is to take care of the soul, not the taking care his body and the mind, but to the soul. So we should understand the need of the dormant soul. One cannot be happy simply with taking care of the body and the mind. Because wherever the mind goes, the senses goes, mind goes, and we go to that, this will make me happy. But that does not come. So we should not be acting as this foolish old lady who was just cleansing and polishing the cage and forgetting about the bird inside. So spirit souls need that he wants to get out of this limited sphere of material bondage and fulfill his desire for complete freedom. The soul wants to get out of the covered walls of the greater universe. He wants to see the free light and the spirit. So complete freedom is achieved when we meet the complete spirit, the personality of Godhead. So that freedom is there when we go back home, back to Godhead. We are all entangled. We are all Baddha Jivas. Baddha means bound up in this material world, and the soul wants to get out of that. So that formula means every activity that we do in this world is really to see that we are free from this material entanglement, free from all the birth, death, old age, disease, adi devika, adhyatmika, adi bhautik problems, but we do not know what is the formula. So spiritual existence is manifested through the gross body and mind in the form of perverted affection for a gross and subtle matter. We have affection for them because they are also energy of the Lord. But only freedom would come when we take to Krishna consciousness. We have to engage ourselves in occupational engagement that will evoke our divine consciousness. This is possible by hearing and chanting the divine activities of the Supreme Lord. And any occupational activity which does not help one to achieve attachment for hearing and chanting. So that is the measurement, that if you have attraction for hearing and chanting, then you are advancing in Krishna consciousness. And if you are detaching from attachment to the material things, that is also a measurement that how advanced one is. Otherwise it's a waste of time. Because other occupational duty, whatever isms that one may belong, cannot give liberation to the soul. Soul wants to become free. Even the activities of the salvationist are considered to be useless, because means one who are philanthropic activity, and they are all useless because it does not really pick up Krishna consciousness, fountain head of all the liberties. The gross materialistic can practically see that his material gain is limited only to the time and space. But even if he goes up to the Swargalok, he will find no permanent abode. He will fall down. And so that is, soul is hankering to be free from these material things, which are outer, and wants to go back home, back to Godhead. So just going to Swargaloka or enjoying somewhere in higher planetary system should not be the aim. So it only satisfied, this is a scientific process. The hankering soul must be satisfied by the perfect scientific process of perfect devotional service. So that's why Vasudeva is everything. Vasudeva para Veda, Vasudeva para Maka, Vasudeva para Yoga, Vasudeva para Kriya, Vasudeva param Jnanam, Vasudeva param Tapa, Vasudeva paro Dharma, Vasudeva para Gati. So this is all the revealed scriptures. The ultimate object of knowledge is Krishna. That is the personality of Godhead. The purpose of performing sacrifices is to please Krishna. Yoga is to realize Krishna. All fruitive activities are ultimately rewarded by Him only. He is the supreme knowledge, and all severe austerities are performed to know Krishna. Dharma is rendering loving service unto Him. Dharma sunishtita punsham means dharma is that we develop rati for Krishna. He is the supreme. He must be made supreme goal of our life is Krishna. That should be the aim, that we remember Krishna at every stage of our life. That whatever yagyarthat karmo netra lokoyam karma bandhana, that yagya is to please Krishna. Otherwise any activity would be bind us. This jati dharma, kul dharma, brahman dharma, these are all temporary. It does not lead us. Gopis, they gave up all these dharmas and they left to please Krishna. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vyakti tatvatah evam vyakti tyaktva deham punarjanma neti mam suvarjuna. So Naam Uchcharan is everywhere in the pages of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada has given the glories of the holy name, that if you just chant, only just one process, and follows just four regular activities, one can become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. And even Krishna would become under you. He will be he will follow you. And because Krishna even gives himself to his devotee. Sumiri Pavanasuta Pavana Namu Apane Bas Kari Rake Ramu. That you could even control the Supreme Lord. Bhagavan Vash Me Ho Jate Hain. So who will be the intelligent person who would give up such a simple process in and go somewhere else. Means Krishna could in one time, he could be in millions of places. He could be, there is no diminution in him. He is in Golok Vrindavan, and then he is also in Bhom Vrindavan, and he is also in our heart, and wherever there are devotees, he is also there. Just like in the ocean, there are millions of rivers, they go, but ocean remains as it is. Krishna gives so much opulences to his devotees, or so many things, or even his own Raja or kingdom, or he gave Dhruv Maharaj for 36,000 years. He ruled over in this planet, and then he went to the Dhruv Lok. But it does not really diminish in Krishna. So, he gave this like Putna, he gave the position of his Dhai. Dhai means one who is feeding the sun, like Istanpan. Aho Bakiyam Istanakalakutam Jigansaya Paya Yadapya Sadvi Lebe Gatim Dhatru Chitam Tatonyam Kamo Dayalu Shranam Vrajena. Who could be more kind, merciful, compassionate than Krishna himself, or people who have bound Krishna are his pure devotees? So we must worship Krishna, and that should be our goal. So expertise in the bhajan, that how it is, that how we could become expert in bhajan. Anasanga bhajan and sasanga bhajan. So we should be anasanga. Anasanga to the material world. We should not be attached, but we should attach to Krishna's holy name. Krishna is defined as the audible recitation of Krishna's name. Krishna is in his name, in his pastimes, and in his attributes, in his glories. Chanting of the holy name is the supreme out of all this. Who do not possess expansive intelligence, the narrow-minded are not able to take up intense devotional service. Akama va sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi kirtivrena bhakti yogena yajit purusham param. All people of expansive intelligence should worship Supreme Personality by the process of intense bhakti yoga. Whether they are pure devotees without any personal desire, or whether they are filled with all kinds of desire, or if they are desiring for mukti, or if they are seeking liberation, one should take to Tivrena Bhakti Yoga. One should take to seriously to this Bhakti Yoga. So one should be serious, that I should be chanting the holy name of the Lord, and that should be the motto of everybody. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will eat only at the place who are Lakshashwar, like a millionaire who will chant the holy name at least 100,000 times. That's 48 rounds. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj took a vow to chant 1 billion names of the Lord, and that he did in 3 complete years by chanting 3 lakhs names every day. And that was chant that he was using the beads that was used by his father Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and so he gave that bead to him, the Japamala with which he had performed this feat of chanting like Haridas Thakur the names of Krishna like 3 billion years. Wow, of chanting a billion holy names that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj chanted. And His Holiness, means His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami, also wants that his devotee should at least chant for this age, at least 16 rounds. If once a practice is done expertly, there is no necessity of engaging in great amounts of practice or austerities. The creeper of devotional service will grow and give the fruits of love of the devotees. One who engages in hearing and chanting without taking shelter of Lord Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu may do so for many lifetimes without achieving the treasure of love for Krishna. Because chanting, like following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or remembering him, because he gave without any qualification. We don't have qualification to chant. But by chanting the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or taking shelter of him, then our chanting would be more and more purer, and we could advance much, much faster. To worship Mahaprabhu, the combined form of Radha and Krishna, means to accept his leadership and that of his intimate associates like Swarup Damodar and six Goswamis. So, Gaur Nithai, Chaitanya Nityananda, Nahiye, Sabha Vichar, Naam Laite Prema Dena, Bahe Ashrudhar. That by chanting the holy name, then there would be tears in the eyes. As soon as anyone chants their names, he is awarded the ecstasy of love. So that is the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the Shrestha Upaya, or a topmost process and of chanting, and then your mind would be subdued, or mind would not go to some material enjoyment. There is no need to become despondent if the result do not come. Anand Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majaya Man. For a transcendental blissful life, chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Come worship the holy name of Vrindavan and always engage in the service of the Lord, of the spiritual master and of the Vaishnavas. Three things. Service of the Lord, service of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. Jive Daya Name Ruchi Vaishnavar Seva. So this Krishna conscious movement is therefore very safe and easy. We only have to execute the order of the Lord and fully surrender unto Him. We have only to execute the order of the spiritual master, preach Krishna consciousness, that is Jive Daya, and follow in the path of the Vaishnavas. The spiritual master represents both Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas. So therefore, by following the instruction of the spiritual master and by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be right. Everything would be revealed to the person who is chanting the holy name. So thank you so much for giving me your time. So Krishna will always help everyone who is very sincere, and sincerity is the key factor. Krishna helps a sincere person. Like Dhruva Maharaj, he was very sincere and Krishna helped him, and he came before to. So seriousness and sincerity, that should be there. Hare Krishna, you can unmute if there is any comments, questions, discussions. It was a long purport, so it took so much time just in reading the purport and somewhat explanation.
Hare Krishna, Dandat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandat Pranam.
Thank you, Dasi. I wanted to know how one can become sincere and how one can know that person is now sincere to chant and perform devotional service. Could you please explain? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So, you are sincere. Because Gaur Kohit Swami, he says like it, that if you are sincere, Krishna will send a bona fide guru. So if you have a bona fide guru, he will be sending you and following we have to become sincere, but how one would know whether he is sincere or not is his attraction for the holy name. He chants without any offenses, he associates the devotees, he serves the devotees, his heart is on Krishna and his devotees and Vaishnavas, and so those are, and detachment from the matter would also be there, that you will be detached from attachment to the material enjoyment. So if material enjoyment does not give you any pleasure, if Krishna's name gives you pleasure and tears they flow, kabhi hame hai bo se akuti, means when we will get attracted to the holy name. So those are, you may say, the symptoms of a person who is very, very sincere. So one who is sincere and pure get an opportunity to consult with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature, sitting. So your heart would tell you, within everyone's heart is there. The Paramatma is always the Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within, and He comes before one externally as the instructor and initiator, His spiritual master. So who is sincere? That one who hears the voice of the Paramatma and who hears from the spiritual master. So a devotee who is sincerely serving the spiritual master, and then He sends that such Guru also. It is by Krishna. Brahmanda Brahmite Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bhi. So the seed is sown in the heart by Krishna himself, because he is there as a Chaitya Guru. And then it grows by this process of chanting, removing the weeds, or so many weeds they grow, means they are desire for material enjoyment. So that will go away. It is not possible for a conditioned soul to directly meet Krishna, the Supreme Person of Godhead. But if one becomes a sincere devotee and seriously engages in devotional service, Lord Krishna then sends an instructing spiritual master to show him favor and invoke his dormant propensity for serving the Supreme. The preceptor appears before the external senses. These are Gaur Govindas Maharaj's, just some little bit about sincerity. The preceptor appears before the external senses of the fortunate conditioned soul, and at the same time the devotee is guided from within by the Chaitya Guru. So outside he gets instruction and inside by the Chaitya Guru. Say Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entity, and as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. When by good fortune one comes in contact with a pure devotee and hears from him patiently, one begins to follow the path of devotional service. So that is a sincerity, one who is sincere. And Krishna always helps a sincere devotee. A sincere student who is orally receives the holy name from the spiritual master, and after being initiated he follows the regulative principles given by the spiritual master. When the holy name is properly served in this way, automatically the spiritual nature of the holy name is spread. In other words, the devotee becomes qualified in offenselessly chanting the holy name. When one is completely fit to chant the holy name, in this way he is eligible to make disciples all over the world. Anyway, that is sincerity is shown, or one would know that he is sincere if one is following the instruction of the Guru and Chaitya Guru, and having attachment, like everything he thinks is property of Krishna and uses in service of the Krishna. So does not feel that these are mine and these things are mine for enjoyment. Means he enjoys the holy name, he enjoys offerings of Krishna, that he gives him back as prasad, his mercy, and has to spread jivedaya. So he has the tendency to give Krishna consciousness to all others, whoever come, and does not hate or envy anyone. He sees equally, samoham sarvabhuteshu. So he is equal to everybody. Not that he is my friend, he is my enemy. So then if he suffers, then he thinks that it was in my quota. I have done so many things in the past life, so it has happened because of that. And now that much thing is, by suffering, that much thing is away. So his thinking, feeling, his philosophy is completely different than the materialist, because materialist think that all these things are for my purpose, for my enjoyment. So let me enjoy to the fullest extent, and when I die, there is nothing is left. But a devotee understands that yes, I must please Krishna and go back to Krishna's abode. There is nothing in this material enjoyment. It will ultimately be futile. So that are the symptoms that one can understand through the scripture and through the sadhus and guru and shastra. So you are already a pure devotee of the Lord. We look forward for have your association and learn from you. We are just asking for everybody else. So,
no, Prabhuji,
so thank you.
It's very difficult. I don't think I
no.
I am nothing at all. I am trying.
You are practicing for so many years. So.
That doesn't make me pure. Hare Krishna. I just think mercy of the pure devotees. And devotees mercy.
Devotees are always so meek and humble. They don't think that they are devotee. That is the sign of a Paramahansa also does not think that they are pure devotee. They feel themselves very fallen and not advancing, but they are advanced.
Thank you. Anyway, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you, Radharaman Prabhu. So you got the message and you join.
Yes. Thank you for that.
There are various topics and we discuss in many, many ways. Each topic is filled with full of nectar of Krishna consciousness, full of instruction. Each Prabhupada has made the commentary in such a way, in all these purports to Srimad Bhagavatam Bhaktivedanta purport, that anywhere you read, it's like a sugar candy. Wherever you taste, it is sweet. And it gives you, exposes us to Krishna consciousness. So reading Prabhupada's books is like putting Krishna in our heart. And hearing this also, hearing chanting, so hearing should also be there. So it is a Sankirtan movement. One talks, one listens. So it is all necessary. Every day Prabhupada made this philosophy. One should hear at least Bhagavatam 1 hour a day and Bhagavad Gita another hour. In the morning Srimad Bhagavatam, in the evening Bhagavad Gita. So that program is started from very beginning of Krishna consciousness, without which we will have attraction for the matter, or we will be attracted to sense enjoyment. So that is the really treatment for this conditioned soul suffering in the material world, to take Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and chanting and following 4 regularity principles. So thank you for taking all of this.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Yes, Prabhupada. Yeah, very beautiful class Prabhupada and very deep realization. You said you are the one who is practicing from many, many years.
Prabhupada Maharaj is teaching by his example this austerities, and there is no need to perform all this tapasya and austerity. Just taking the austerity of chanting is enough to give us love of Godhead, to progress further. So,
yes, Prabhuji, but as you said, like lazy people of Kali Yuga, like in this Kali Yuga, that easy process of chanting, that is also, you know, they don't want to take up because don't have time to do that. The same with us also, Prabhupada. I don't want to blame the people, materialistic people. I'm talking about myself. I'm also so materialistic. After finishing 16 rounds, I am also saying the same thing, that I don't have time to chant.
But still you are chanting anyway. By hook or crook, one should take to this process that you are taking, and gradually it will give you more and more interest, or more and more that you will enjoy that. Susukhum kartum avayam. We should do it by very great happiness. So it happens. Everybody is in a different stage of life and advancement. So one should just feel that I should stick to this process. And then gradually you will advance more. Everybody is at different speed, but ultimately they will reach the desired goal of going back to Krishna's abode in his loving devotional service. So it will come. We should not be despondent.
Yeah.
So you are on a right path and reach the goal.
Yeah. By your blessings, Prabhuji, and the mercy of the Vaishnava, it is possible.
Prabhupada brought that by his kindness, he brought his mercy, and that is showering to everybody who ever joins this movement. It's a very pure movement, and we should not see sideways, there is somebody is doing this, that, and that's there, because it's a Kali Yuga, that would be there, but we should take the essence. That essence is chanting the holy name and following the 4 regulative principles. But holy name would give you all this strength, tolerate the urges, but that would come automatically. And all the qualities of demigods would come, of sincerity and taking austerities. Anyway, even the demigods, they want so much enjoyment. So demigod word here is one who is a devotee, advancing in Krishna consciousness. Not all this 33 crore devata. That is, they are, but they are administrators, officers, appointed by the Lord for administration of the material world, our whole planet, our whole universe. So we should just, devotees are perfect demigods really.
Yes, and yeah, you said service of the Lord, service of the spiritual master, and service of the Vaishnava. Like Vaishnava. If he was Namaruchi and what is that? So what is what?
Yeah, Mataji, can you repeat it again?
Service of the Lord and service of the spiritual master and service of Vaishnava. Like you said, Jiva Daya Nama Ruchi and something else also you said.
Oh, Jiva Daya Nama Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva. So Jiva Daya, that is you spread Krishna consciousness, that is the real Daya. Give them the holy name or in about Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, even giving a one Bhagavad Gita book, that is Jiva Daya, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, or asking them to come to the temple and listen to discourse on Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, that means you are merciful on that person who is lost in the material world. At least just the beginning that you have sown the seed of devotional life in their heart. If they chant the holy name, take prasad, see the diti form of the Lord, and associate with devotees or listen to Bhagavatam. So that is real Jivedaya. Not Jivedaya that you give kapda, roti, makan or medicines. That is temporary patchwork. But the permanent treatment is giving them Krishna consciousness. So they may not complete, they may not take again in their life, but somehow Krishna sitting in their Chaitya Guru that he heard, he served the Agyat Sukriti. So like he took some prasad, so that Agyat Sukriti will be give them again a devotional life, or he will start where somebody is left. So he will become attracted to Krishna. Means we have been rotting for millions of years, but by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees, we got this Krishna consciousness. We have some interest in Krishna consciousness. We started chanting the holy name. We started thinking that prasad and Krishna is non-different. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam or Krishna book is non-different. So those things are come, that is sign of intelligence. And a karmi would think, oh, this is material world is meant for us. Let us just enjoy by hook or crook. And after death, there is nothing is left. Bhasmi bhu means at death there is body becomes a bhasmi, that is the just rakhar. So what is left? So just enjoy. Yavat jivet sukam jivet rilam kratva gratam pivet bhasmi bhutasya jivasya. That there is some another line. So when that is burned, the body, nothing is left, so why not to enjoy now? But we have a perpetual life. We are eternal beings. The soul is... So people who don't know about the soul, they act in that way. And many of the materialists are in that way. Even if they follow some rules and regulation, but they don't know about the spirit soul, what is the desire of the soul, is to get free from this entanglement of the matter, this covering. And that freedom is in the spiritual kingdom. Material world, we are all Baddha Jivas. So that will all come by just by, and that is our duty. Name, just summarize the whole thing in these three things. Jive Daya, Name Ruchi, and Vaishnava Seva. So Vaishnava are more even merciful than Krishna himself, because he gave his job to his Vaishnava devotees, that you spread Krishna consciousness, bring lost soul to the home, because he does not want to force Krishna. Because forcing, like if Krishna is forcing, because he is the complete controller, he could do anything. He could force, he could make everybody a devotee, but it would be like a robot. So he feels that let them come to me by their own volition, not by force. So that's why he gave the job to Vaishnavas. That he, Krishna is saying to Arjun, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. that you declare to the boldly to the world, because Krishna may do or may not do, he is fully independent. But the devotee wants to serve Krishna by spreading Krishna consciousness. So that's a more advanced stage. The devotees are more even kind than even Krishna himself. They tolerate all insult. Krishna says that do not give this knowledge to the people who have no faith or who don't believe me. But devotees, still they go, and even to the karmis and jnanis, and they go to every place and give Krishna book, or they spread, or they ask to please chant, or come to Rathyatra, or take this prasad. So they take little cookies or something and give to the karmis. So that is this Vaishnava are more merciful, that they go to filthy places, they go to people who have no attraction to Krishna, they want to avoid Krishna, but they forcefully they give it. So that's their advanced mercy than even Krishna himself.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that my name would spread to every town and world. So in the first 5,000 years that will happen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have done himself. And he did to many places. He will go to one town and many people from the villages, they will become Krishna's devotee. Prabhupada went for just 3 days to Russia and he met so many devotees there. Although he did not meet, he met only one person. But that is how powerful the Vaishnavas are, and Krishna knows this. So he wants to give the credit that you become my nimitta. Nimitta matra bhava savya sachin. That you become an instrument for me. That would be his greatest seva. So he wants this ISKCON movement to spread Krishna consciousness. And it is going very wildly, like a wild fire. Many people are taking in to this Krishna consciousness. So we should give our aid in that Krishna conscious movement in one way or another.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Nanavakpana. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Thank you so much for the wonderful class, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, I have not a question, but I have a concern about my sadhana. Like, so whatever I'm doing, I feel like it's not sufficient, and I'm not getting time to read Srila Prabhupada books properly. Can you give some tips on that, Prabhuji? Because I feel that if I don't read books, I'm not advancing properly. So please give some tips on that, Prabhuji, how to do that.
So you are sincere, you want to read, so Krishna will allow you to come and read. Maybe you should sleep earlier, wake up earlier, take that morning hours in chanting and reading. And if you go to temple some, at least even on Sundays, or then there are, I do not know, you live in Dallas, right?
Yes, Prabhuji, yeah.
Yeah, so you could, sometime like when there are bhakti vrikshas, there are temple, they have Sunday programs, and you attend, so you will come in touch with prasad, with the devotees, with the hearing of the Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. And so one thing, people always say that there is enough time, but we give time in so many, like TVs, newspapers, in our they call it is like a cell phone, and so many things. So you reduce, take it out time from there and from those activities which are frivolous, which has nothing to do with our soul or our advancement. So sometimes devotees say that take the TV and just throw it in the ocean. Don't let it stay in your home. What I mean to say that don't watch unnecessary. You could see Krishna's programs, or you could listen discourses on TV, or but not to indulge in what is happening in the material world. Material world will go on with their activity, but we as devotees should be intelligent to use that time and in chanting and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Because you are associating with Krishna, you may not be able to go to temple or associate with devotees, but book is also Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. So why not to take some shelter? Even reading half hour, 15 minutes, one verse, even half verse would be give you your whole day, because you feel repentance, you feel that I should be doing, then Krishna will help you. Certainly, if you don't feel urgency, then that would not happen. But Krishna will give you opportunity to read more and more. Even while driving, you could listen. But reading directly from a book is different, and hearing from in the temple or hearing from Vaishnava, that is different. Because if you hear from the words of the devotee, then it goes to the heart directly. But if you just hear, your attention may not be there, and it does not have the same effect. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and when Prabhupada was there in Radhakund, so our Prabhupada, he stayed there, and other devotees, they went to see different places, a pilgrimage to different places. So Prabhupada blessed him that, yes, you want to hear, and you want to hear your spiritual master, so you will advance. So he blessed him that you will be able to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that is sincerity of Srila Prabhupada, that he stayed and heard Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So your sincerity will bring you to that level. Although it took Prabhupada many years when they met at Radhakund in, I think that was 1930 or 1900, so at that time. And then Prabhupada came to America in 65. So many years later, so it will manifest in you also, if you are sincere and feel or longing that you are deficiency in reading and you can't find time, Krishna will provide you that time and opportunity just by thinking of that. So don't worry, you try your best to hear Bhagavatam and you will be able to get the opportunity.
Yes, Babaji, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dhanvad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for very inspiring class and also question answers, especially Hari Bol Jai Shri Radhe.
Hari Bol Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu, like every time. If anybody have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for a wonderful class. No questions, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving me the opportunity to read Bhagavatam and explain. So that is also association with devotees. So that's very nice for me, for my own purification. So you are all helping me.
You are so sincere, Prabhuji, so humble. You are helping so much, and you are seeing the other way around. Hare Krishna.
I want to become like that, to develop sincerity and humility. I'm sure that by mercy of all the devotees, it will happen one day. We should end here. Thank you. Thanks all for joining.
If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you. We look forward for your recitation again and again in the future, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Let's pay obeisances to Shamakrishna Prabhuji and all the devotees. Vancha Kalpata Rupyasha Krupa Sindhu Elvita Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Ramkar Srimad Bhagavatam Ji Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please pray Shamakrishna Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank you so much Prabhuji.